Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you folks stopping by and joining us. We do bring you the next collection of tomorrow stars here on the C2P. Today we're going to be joined with the SMU standout offensive lineman, Jalen Thomas. He's well-versed in all three positions, played a ton of tackle. He's played guard, and he's played center. He's a very valuable asset to that Mustangs line, and they're going to miss the anchor that he brought to that team. But with that said, Jalen, welcome to the program, my friend. How's this afternoon treating you?
It's been good. It's been good. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, I'm excited to get you on. So much to discuss in such a short amount of time, so we'll just get into it. From the get-go, I see you're a native of Texas. Were you always one of the bigger, better athletes from the get-go, from a very early age?
No, actually. As a kid, I really never played sports until I probably got to around seventh grade, and then I played organized sports. But I started off playing basketball, actually. I was a big basketball fan. I had aunties and uncles who used to, you know, play basketball. So I really got into basketball. But then my stepdad, actually, he got me into football. And I played football in seventh grade. But when I got to high school, he kind of told me to pursue it because he thought I'd be good at it. And he was an offensive lineman in college, too. So he's kind of the one that pushed me towards it being an offensive lineman.
Well, as a parent, I already like you, Jalen. You're somebody who listens to their parents. Instead of going the opposite way, you said, all right, you know what, I'll take your advice. Before we talk more football, but I got to ask, so a young Jalen Thomas, basketball, seventh, eighth, just say ninth grade, who was the guy that you pretended you want to be? Who were you when you were on the court?
Man, LeBron James. I thought I was somebody who could, you know, just bully my way through defenses and, you know, get easy layups. But, you know, if I never tall, I wouldn't, you know, say 6'8".
I love it. So you're doing your thing. Kind of take us through, you get to high school. You might have played both the offensive, defensive side of the line. I don't know. Kind of take us through the positions and I guess how you ended up as a lineman. I know you had other offers, but just how you ended up as a lineman and then headed off to college.
Oh, definitely. Ninth grade, came in. My coach put me at either right or left tackle. I don't remember which one I played, but I played JV. I was pretty good at it. But come sophomore year, he moved me inside. I played guard. I actually really started to like it. Football was starting to become pretty fun. So I started to really, you know, dominate the game and slow the game down in high school. So come junior year, I was playing more guard, a little bit of tackle. And then my senior year, I played center. And so I was really starting to dominate the game. It became fun. I was starting to get offers in my junior year. I only had three offers. I had SMU, Texas Tech, and Tulsa. I wanted to get out of Lubbock, so that's why I didn't choose Tech. So SMU was probably the best option for me to stay in Texas and, you know, play in a good, you know, league.
Yeah, excellent. And it's kind of weird how you described your high school career. It's almost deja vu for how I think your career grew over your time at SMU. I mean, you kind of played tackles and you played guard. When I was listening to you talk, I'm like, did I already ask him about his time at SMU? So we could probably just skip how it ended up. And, you know, I mean, you became an all-ace. I mean, you're one of the standouts of the conference from the time you arrived, and now you're at this point. And obviously you've done everything right to get yourself in this position. For you personally, Jalen, it could have been your coaches. You could have had great game against great opponents. When do you really get the sense that what you're doing on a Saturday afternoon can allow you the opportunity to make a living on a Sunday in the National Football League? When does that really hit you?
I'd probably say after junior year. I really, early, let's say in the sophomore year going into my junior year, because I just truly felt I was starting to understand the game. Like I said, you slow the game down once you truly understand the game and you know your the style of offense you're running, the plays, and, you know, you just kind of slow the game down, and I started to slow the game down into my sophomore year going into junior year, and it just became fun, you know, just dominating the game, getting pancakes, you know, just being dominant. So I'd probably say sophomore year going into junior year.
Fair enough. Once again, Jalen Thomas, the standout SMU Mustangs offensive lineman here on the C2P. And, folks, I would really label him at one position, but he's so well-versed along the offensive line. I just have to say offensive lineman because this kid really packs a punch in all three phases of that particular thing. Now, this is your show. We do know those NFL folks listen in if a particular prospect piques their interest. If you're in that film room with them, Jalen, they're breaking down your tape. What do you think they're going to love about you? I like to say that these are these hallmark home run abilities that they're going to want to bring you aboard that 53-man roster.
Oh, definitely versatility. You know, I've played every single position on the offensive line. I bring depth to an offensive line. They don't have to, you know, go get a guard who can only play one position and get a guard who could play both positions and, you know, can maybe stand out at tackle, but you know, who could play center as well, and somebody who's great with their hands and feet. I don't get beat much in pass protection, and I take pride in not getting my quarterback hit. So, you know, someone who's versatile and very good at pass protection and can, you know, run block.
Awesome. Well said. How about this one? What goes unnoticed? You could have been a team captain, a weight room warrior, a film junkie, great in the community. Maybe some of the offensive things that you did at SMU didn't allow you to showcase different sides of what you're capable to do, maybe getting to the second level. I don't know. But is there anything to add to help these teams fall in your good graces?
Can you say it one more time? I'm sorry. I had my phone cut out.
Oh, no, you're fine. What goes unnoticed? We talked about what teams will see on tape, but what might they not see? You could have been a team captain, weight room warrior, a film junkie, maybe great in the community, or some things you guys ran at SMU that not necessarily didn't allow you to, you know, if they want you to do something, you can't do the opposite. Anything to add that can help you fall in their good graces?
You know, I love the weight room. I love to work out. Right now, you know, I'm trying to drop my body fat percentage. I love, you know, to be a great offensive lineman, I feel like you don't want to be too heavy. You want to be able to move. And I take pride in, you know, saying my athleticism and taking care of my body. I think with SMU, you know, we ran kind of an air raid system, and, you know, spread system where we didn't really have much pulling guards and we weren't really a power team. But, you know, I could still do that.
Man, I think you thrive in that role personally. I mean, I think the way you play, and you even mentioned it earlier with the pancake. You're one of those guys. If I'm in a game and I got the binoculars on a guy, you're the exact individual that I want to watch because you're that extracurricular activity type guy where the play's going off to the left. You and your guy are going off to the right, and you're going to see that extra shove, the extra nudge, pass the whistle. That's my favorite part of watching a college game on a Saturday. For you, going through this process and kind of developing, how excited do you get? Just say if you get out front and you see a linebacker, especially like a defensive back, and you know you're able to blow them up, how excited and satisfying is that for you, Jalen?
Oh, it's very exciting. You know, when you're running full speed, you know, at a DB or safety, and you know you're about to impose your will, it's fun. You know, I'm glad they took out the rule where they can't go low on us because now they have to sit there and try to take the block. So, you know, I love getting out of space.
Excellent. And I'm curious, as we go through this process, I know you're, you know, recovering from things. Pro day, should you be ready to go and all those things that come with being in the position that you're in?
Definitely. I think I'm about to do, you know, say most of the things at pro day. I mean, obviously, I tore my labrum, so I won't be doing the bench press. But everything else I should be able to do.
Well, good. Good for you. I'm glad to hear that everything's going back. And since you're on the show, I have to ask because I see so many variables on the Internet. And even if I actually post your height on Twitter, somebody will actually question where I got the information. I could be like, well, actually, I spoke with Jalen. What is your height weight? Because I've seen you as big as 333. I've seen you as light as 304. It's pretty common at 6'5", but you're on the program. What is the height weight?
I'd probably say I'm around 6'4". Right now I'm 311. I was 333 last year when I got moved inside and got moved back out to tackle, but I've pulled my weight down. It's better on my hips. Allows me to move better. So,
your versatility, do you feel more comfortable at any one of those positions, or do you like being able to experience each one and the different nuances and things that they might challenge for you personally?
Honestly, I like the challenge. So, you know, I like guard. I feel comfortable at guard. But I love to play a lot of positions, all the positions, because, you know, it's a new challenge. I want to be the best. So when you get a week by week this year, you know, I would say, hey, can you play right tackle this week? Can you play right guard this week? Can you play center this week? You know, it's a new challenge. And every week I was putting my head down and trying to look the best I can at each position.
I love it. Once again, Jalen Thomas here on the C2P talking some NFL draft as this young man makes his path towards the next level. Jalen, we were almost out of time, but you've been a fabulous guest. And again, we appreciate you taking some of your time out of your day to join us. But we always like to have a little bit of fun before we end the program. We call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted, kind of off the wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Sure.
All right. Now, offensive linemen are known to be the bigger guys on the team, so that I assume you guys have the larger appetites. Who's the biggest eater amongst those SMU Mustang offensive linemen, and what's one of the more crazy meals that one of you guys have thrown down?
So the biggest eater, so it's a two-parter. The biggest eater would probably be Justin Osborne, who's the other guard on the team. And then, the best cooker on our offensive line is Thalen Robinson. He throw down on some ribs. I promise you, best ribs in Texas.
Wow. Well, he's gonna have to open up a store or get a food truck or something, get that going. That's how easy it starts. Word of mouth is the best source. Amongst those SMU coaches, Jalen, which coach had the biggest pet peeve during practice? If you or your teammates got caught doing this during practice, you might catch a little hell.
I'd probably say walking on the field, Coach Woods. He don't like you walking on that field, like, especially if you're in between the lines, you better be jogging.
That's fair enough. I get that one. That one seems not a lot, but I get it enough. And then the final one, I know it might be hard to believe we're sitting here on the 16th of February, but pro days and all the things that come with being in your position are right around the corner, and that leads us to the 2023 NFL Draft in Kansas City. That week, that weekend, I assume you're going to be surrounded by dear family and friends. Jalen, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have specifically made for you as you celebrate your journey into the National Football League?
I'd probably say the best cook is my stepdad. He'll make a seafood boil. That'd probably be the meal for me.
Well, that sounds good. You knew what it was right off the bat. You didn't even hesitate. So your stepdad is on the clock for the seafood boil, and you, my friend, are on the clock for the 2023 NFL Draft. Fabulous career. We always like to tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level, my friend.
For sure. Appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jalen Thomas, the SMU standout, multiple award winner in terms of all AAC, and tons of accolades, so much to like about this young man. And his versatility, I think, is just his biggest asset. He mentioned it earlier in the show, his versatility, and he adds that depth to a team where you don't have to bring in another actual player. You have that player 3-1 if you would actually sign or bring in, draft, whatever, Jalen Thomas to your team. So, as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C.
This has been a C2P exclusive.